Hi, Winnipeg. This is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
The Western Thistles with Brushy Fork of John's Creek. They're a duo from Edmonton that have been playing together for 2 years. That's from their self-titled debut album, which they released in April. It's a traditional tune from the southern United States. Before that, we heard Cy Khan with When the War is Done. He's a community organizer and musician from Pennsylvania who moved to the South as an activist during the Civil Rights Movement. That's from his 2004 album, We're Still Here. And before that, we heard Leon Rosselson with the Third Intifada. We'll hear one now from an album of traditional music from northern Georgia, recorded by the folklorist and artist Art Rosenbaum and released in 1984. This is the Chancy Brothers with Mole in the Ground. They were from Bordentown in Gilmer County, Georgia, and they grew up making and selling moonshine and playing mountain music. This one was recorded in October of 1978 in Bordentown. It's a traditional American folk song that's been widely commercially recorded.
Thank you.
We just heard Smokey Babe with Going Back Home. He was an itinerant musician, originally from Mississippi, who grew up working on farms in his region, then traveled around Alabama and Louisiana, working on barges and as a mechanic during the day and playing clubs at night. That's from a 1996 album of recordings that the folklorist Harry Oster made of Smokey Babe in the early 1960s. Before that, we heard Hetty West with Single Girl. She was a folk singer from Georgia who was heavily influenced by her upbringing in a creative, politically active family, and she's known particularly for writing the song 500 Miles. That's a song popularized by the Carter family. West included it on her 1976 album, Love, Hell, and Biscuits. And before that, we heard the Chancey Brothers with Art Rosenbaum and Gene Wiggins with Mullin' the Ground. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at julianacyoung.com. Here's one now from Tom Paxton, Kathy Fink, and Marcy Marxer. Paxton is a folk singer and music educator who was involved in the 1960s Greenwich Village folk scene in New York City and has remained a fixture on the international folk scene since. Fink and Marxer are a married duo that's been performing together for over 35 years. They met in Toronto in 1980 and started writing songs together in 1983. This one, Rust on the Rails, comes from their 2022 album All New, a collection of songs from weekly co-writing sessions Tom and Kathy held on Zoom during the pandemic.
Wind in the jack pines keeps on blowing, but it feels like a different wind these days. Sounds like the wind that I know from always, but it seems to call for different ways. Rust on the rail where Coltrane used to run, black smoke used to drown the sky. Boarded up windows means this poor old town is done. I can see it's done, but Lord, I don't know why. No more whistles blowing through the station, no more tickets to take you where you please. No more dark trips, mile underground, almighty dollar brought us to our knees. And the coal companies made a lot of money, the miners and their families paid. Hard as hell to do. You can say it once and I will say it twice. Rust on the rail where the coal train used to run, black smoke used to drown the sky. Boarded up windows means this poor old town is done. I can see it's done, but Lord, I don't know. Man will do the same thing over, thinking this time it'll work out fine. This town bet its soul on the promise of King Cole. Now we're stranded at the end of the line. Rust on the rail where the coal train used to run, black smoke used to drown the sky. it's done, but Lord, I don't know why. Yes, I see it's done, but Lord, I don't know why.
Shack for
last words he said. Don't put no shorting in my breath. Georgie Buck is dead, and the last words he said. Don't put no shorting in my breath.
Sam Amidon, a contemporary folk artist from Vermont, with Reuben off his 2021 self-titled album. He calls the song Reuben and uses the melody of the railroad song, but the lyrics are entirely from Georgia Buck, an old-time southern banjo breakdown. We heard another version of Reuben before that, performed by Michael Hurley. He was a member of the 1960s Greenwich Village scene, and continued performing until his death, especially in and around his home city of Portland, Oregon. He was a cartoonist and painter as well, who self-published several magazines and wrote several comic books featuring his werewolf characters Jocko and Boone. That's from the 1998 album Bellmead Sessions. And before that, we heard Tom Paxton, Kathy Fink, and Marcy Marxer with Rust on the Rails. We'll hear one now off the 1966 album The Real Bahamas in Music and Song. This is Sam Green and Group with I Ain't Got Long. Renowned Bahamian rhyming singer Peter Elliott composed the song while in prison awaiting execution. A warden heard his singing and arranged a stay of execution and Elliott's release.
I ain't got long to stay on this island. I got long to stay on in Ireland. Oh, my soul, like the river Jesus. Oh, my body,
Jack, I know you're hungry, but I ain't got money for the sea. If I was you, I'd take the fly and leave these lonely lake town blues. I ain't cold, and I ain't hungry, and I got money for a while. We could trade our wayward places, I'll take wings. And you take blues. Morning call me out of hiding. I ain't got nowhere to go. Never thought that I'd be saying, boys, I'm living on the road. Whiskey Jack, if you got money and got no one to go my bail, please don't tell my mom and dad that I'm here drying out in jail. Whiskey Jack, I know you're hungry, but I ain't got money for the sea. If I was you, I'd take the fly and leave these lonely lake town blues. I'd leave these lonely lake town blues. Thanks.
Hey, it's Sean Burns from Lost Country and Cor Blund and the Hurtin' Albertans. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
They tell me Geneva got lost on an island and sailed away. It took her 6 months just to contact her brother. She thinks this way. It's strange how your answers improve with fortune and fame.
Fraser and DeBolt with Geneva. They were a Canadian folk duo that met at a workshop, the 1968 Mariposa Folk Festival. They were signed to Columbia Records at one point, but never experienced commercial success, though their music has gained a cult following in recent decades. That's from the 2016 album The Song Was Born, a compilation of previously unreleased music from the band's career. Before that, we heard Richard Inman from Winnipeg with Lake Town Blues. And before that, Sam Green and Group with I Ain't Got Long. We'll hear one now from Bob Dylan. This recording of I'd Hate to Be You on That Dreadful Day was made in New York City at the Folkways Studio, likely in October of 1962.
Well, the money is flowing, had a nickel a quart. Gonna look in your money bag and find your 1 cent short. Hey, hey, I'd sure hate to be you on that dreadful day. Well, your clock is gonna stop on St. Peter's Gate. You're gonna ask him what time it is. He's gonna say too late. Hey, hey, I'd sure hate to be you on that dreadful day. You're gonna walk naked, you can't ride in no car. Everybody's gonna see just what you are. Hey, hey, I sure hate to be you on that dreadful day.
Last words that the comrade said. Oh, partners all, take a warning from me. Never leave your homes for the lone prairie. Don't listen to the enticing words of the men who own large droves and herds. For if you do, you'll rue the day that you left your homes for the lone prairie. Oh, bury me not, but his voice failed there. But we paid no heed to his dying prayer. In a narrow grave, just 6 by 3, buried him there on the lone prairie. We buried him there on the lone prairie, where the buzzards fly and the wind blows free, where the rattlesnakes rattle and the tumbleweed blow across his grave on the lone prairie. And the cowboys now, as they cross the plains, have marked the spot where his bones are lain. Fling a handful of roses o'er his grave and pray to the Lord that his soul be saved. In a narrow grave, just 6 by 3, we buried him there on the lone prairie.
We just heard Joe Hickerson with Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie. He was a folk singer, song leader, and folklorist from Illinois, and served as librarian and director of the Archive of Folk Song at the Library of Congress for 35 years. He's known for his work as a lecturer, researcher, and performer. That one's from his 1976 album, Drive Dull Caraway, Volume 2. It's a cowboy folk song, also known as The Cowboy's Lament and The Dying Cowboy. It's an adaptation of a sea song called The Sailor's Grave, which was written by Edwin Hubble Chapin and published in 1839. Before that, we heard Mama's Broke with October's Lament. They're a duo from Nova Scotia who've been playing together for a decade. That comes from their 2022 album, Narrow Line. And before that, Bob Dylan with I'd Hate to Be You on That Dreadful Day. Here's one from Bruce Upshaw. He was a country blues musician from Alabama who was recorded by music historian George Mitchell in Georgia in 1963. This one's called Wonder Why My Baby Treat Me So Bad.
Wonder why my baby don't treat me so unkind. The way my baby treats me, Lord, I'm just gonna lose my mind. I woke up this morning with 1,000 things on my mind. Blues in the morning. from a baby logger. She just won't treat me
Shagami tarane yondo kure 者の光に当たればこの僕は自由になれるんだね。この冷たい鉄の人もさ、もう永遠におさらばだね。汽車が見えたらね、呼んどくれ。汽車が見えたらね、呼んどくれ。汽車が見えたらね、呼んどくれ。汽車が見えたらね、呼んどくれ。もう縛りつけられるのは嫌だから、一歩でも外へ出たいんだな。あの星の下のあたりがさ、おいらの母ちゃんの家かな。汽車が見えたらね、呼んどくれ。汽車が見えたらね、呼んどくれ。汽車が見えたらね、呼んどくれ。汽車が見えたらね、呼んどくれ。あの汽車がやってきたらばさ、この僕は自由になれるんだね。でももし忘れて眠ってしまったら、汽車が見えた時呼んどくれ。汽車が見えたらね、呼んどくれ。汽車が見えたらね、呼んどくれ。
just heard Cannon's Jug Stompers with Riley's Wagon. They were a band led by Gustavus Gus Cannon, and they were known for helping to popularize jug bands. That recording was made for Victor Records in September of 1928. Before that, we heard Kenichi Nagira with If You See a Train. He's a Japanese folk singer, actor, storyteller, and essayist, and is also an expert on traditional Japanese pubs. He was inspired by slightly earlier Japanese folk artists like Tomoya Takeishi and Wataru Takada. Since the late 1990s, much of his music has been influenced by bluegrass and country music. That's from his 1974 album, Kenichi Nagira's Quirks. It takes the melody of Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land. Before that, we heard Ledward Ka'apana with Weoke Aniani. He's an influential Grammy-nominated Hawaiian slack key guitar player who grew up in a musical family and learned to play the guitar and several other instruments from his parents and uncle. That's off a 1993 album of live performances recorded at the Barns of Wolf Trap National Park for the Performing Arts in Virginia in 1992. The slack key style was developed in the late 1800s when Portuguese settlers and Mexican cowboys brought the guitar to Hawaii. The title of that track means sparkling water. And before that, we heard Bruce Upshaw with Wonder Why My Baby Treat Me So Bad. I've got another tune for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play over at my website, julianacyoung.com. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well. You can also find a list of themed episodes we've done over the years. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or follow me on Blue Sky at barkingdogckuw. I'll leave you with one from Ryan McNally, a Yukon-based multi-instrumentalist who gravitates towards traditional blues, jazz, and old-time music. This song, Julianne Johnson, is a traditional fiddle tune that was popularized by Galax, Virginia fiddle player Emmett Lundy in 1941. Take care.
Oh, beautiful was the werewolf in his evil forest. We took him to the carnival, and he started crying when he saw the Ferris wheel. Electric green and red tears flowed down his furry cheeks. He looked like a boat out on the dark water. The Double Bed Dream Gallows. Driving through hot, brushy country in the late autumn, I saw a hawk crucified on a barbed wire fence, I guess as a kind of advertisement to other hawks, saying from the pages of a leading women's magazine, "She's beautiful, but burn all the maps to your body. I'm not here of my own choosing. A good talking candle. I had a good talking candle last night in my bedroom. I was very tired, but I wanted somebody to be with me, so I lit a candle and listened to its comfortable voice of light until I was asleep.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting in areas of natural or human-caused disaster. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.